This is Conversations with My Dummy. I'm your pal, Steve Charney. We're waiting for Harry to show up. And we also have... Oh, he's going to be singing a song later on. Actually, we're both going to be singing a song called Shaving Cream, and an old Benny Bell tune. And Rude Girls are also doing a song called We Don't Need the Men. I love this song. Rude Girls, it's Lynn Hardy, Selma Kaplan, and Debbie Saperstone. And this old CD has Molly Mason, A.B. Newton, Jane Rothfield, and Cindy Cashdollar on dobro. Some of those people have been guests on my show. What do you know? Like Cindy Cashdollar and Lynn Hardy. Okay.
We're waiting for Harold, my dummy. You see, I'm a ventriloquist. And Harry's my wooden doll. Oh, there he is. Hey, what in the world is that machine you're bringing in?
Let me get in the door here, Steve. Okay. Ah, yeah, now this, my friend... We just put it up here on the table. This is a device that I've just invested a lot of money in.
Oh, yeah, then it better be good.
Oh, it is, Steve, it is. It's a what-if machine. Didn't you ever say something like, what if I hadn't gotten on the train this morning? I never would have met the woman of my dreams. Or what if I had decided to become a doctor instead of a crummy programmer? What would my life be like?
Sure, we've all done that.
Well, this machine, using incredibly complex computer circuitry and the principle of virtual reality, can show you exactly what would have happened. Hence, it's a what-if machine.
It's incredible. Can we try it?
Of course. Now, all you have to do is speak into this microphone here. The machine analyzes your voice. Now, I've already programmed your life into the database, so it knows all about you, Steve. It then reroutes the pattern of your life and creates the new you.
Okay. How do we get to see the new me?
Well, I told you, Steve, it uses virtual reality. You will actually experience all the sensations that your life would have gone through had you made a different decision. It'll last, a minute or so.
Okay, then why don't I start off with something easy?
Fine, Steve.
Hand me the microphone there. All right. Here's my question. What if I had gotten up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Okay, Steve, let me just get the machine here. Start processing your question. Okay. All right. I think it's pretty much set, Steve. And here we go, Steve. Into the new reality!
Oh, man, my nose! Oh, it's killing me!
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, Steve. Don't get up on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, how are the bandages holding up?
Fine, Steve. What I don't understand is how come you had to bound out of bed? Can't you take your time like everyone else?
I just wanted a great life with gusto. Is my head still bleeding?
I think it pretty much stopped. There's a big blood clot up there. But you look ridiculous with that bandage over your nose and chin.
My knees aren't doing too well either.
This'll teach you, Steve. Next time, get up on the right side of the bed. Not the side that's up against the wall. You're being ridiculous.
Wow, Harry, that was incredible. It's like I was right there.
That's the amazing part of this machine.
And it certainly answered the question, what if I had gotten up on the wrong side of the bed? Why don't you ask it a question now?
All right, let's see. Okay, I got one. Hand me the microphone. All right, what if dinosaurs still existed? Okay, now, the machine is processing the information, Steve. Okay, get ready, Steve. This will be the world if dinosaurs hadn't died out.
Get away! Get away!
Steve, get behind the table here! We're in safe!
It's coming after me! Oh, no!
Here, duck down, Steve! He won't be able to see you!
Harriet, it's destroying the air studio. I've told you 1,000 times not to keep the door open. You know the dinosaurs are rampant, especially at this time of year.
I'm sorry, Steve. How did I know he would want to come in here? There's no food around.
What do you mean there's no food? There's us!
You mean you? I made of wood.
Why couldn't dinosaurs have become extinct instead of dogs? I bet we could have trained dogs to be our friend. But this thing, look at him. He's wrecking the CD player.
Steve, for Pete's sake, stay behind the table so he doesn't see you. You know we've been trying to destroy the dinosaurs, but it's those environmentalists. The spotted owl and the dinosaur are on top of their list.
I know, and in the meantime, dinosaurs have made a mockery of civilization. Anytime humans try to accomplish anything, there are the dinosaurs to sabotage their efforts. You go to a movie? There are the dinosaurs sitting in the front row heckling the picture. Go to the park. There are dinosaurs smoking and drawing graffiti on the benches. Remember the World Summit meeting last month? The heads of state couldn't accomplish anything towards world peace because of those dinosaurs hopping all over the conference table. What are we going to do, Harry?
I don't know, Steve, but just keep your head down. Keep your head down. Wow, Steve. So that's what the world would be like if the dinosaurs didn't become extinct.
Amazing. It's scary to even think of it. What a machine.
Okay, now it's your turn to ask it a question.
Let's take a break first. Ooh, that one wore me out just watching it.
I have a sad story to tell you.
Don't tell.
It may hurt your feelings a bit.
Don't mind me.
Last night, as I stepped in my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean. I think that I'll break with my girlfriend.
Ooh, can I ask her out?
Her antics are queer, I'll admit.
Oh, tell me about it.
Each time that I say, darling, I love you.
What does she say?
She tells me that I'm full of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean. Her baby fell out of the window.
Yikes!
You'd think that her head would be split.
Ouch!
But good luck was with her that morning.
Really?
She fell in a barrel of shaving
cream.
Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean. I mean, Steve, this is kind of a dated song. I mean, nobody would really mind if I used the word
shut up. Don't say it.
Shaving cream,
be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean.
Some people have more luck than wisdom. It makes me so mad I could spit.
Don't spit on me.
Whatever they touch turns to gold dust.
True.
Whatever I touch turns to
shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean. And now, folks, my story is ended.
It's about time.
I think it is time I should quit.
Uh-huh.
And if any of you feel offended,
that's me.
Stick your head in a bucket of
shaving cream.
Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean. You sure I can't say it, Steve?
Not for the purposes of this song.
Okay, Steve. Oh, shaving cream.
Harry's brought in his what-if machine. It's a fascinating invention. It's incredible what humans have been coming up with lately, all the advances in digital technology and computers. This machine is just another example of these great strides we've been, you know, making in the last 10 years or so.
That's right, Steve. And now that virtual reality has become basically a virtual reality, it makes the machine quite easy to create.
Okay, I got one. Give me the mic. What if I had never become a ventriloquist?
You mean, what if I didn't exist?
Exactly.
All right, Steve. The computer aspect of the machine is processing your question. And here we go. This is what would happen if you never did ventriloquism.
Please, sir, could you spare some change for something to eat?
Listen, young man, why don't you have a job? You don't look like an invalid.
But, sir, I did have a job. Once, I was an entertainer.
A fine profession. You should have been quite successful at it.
I tried, honestly, I tried. I had a radio program. I did a live show. I even wrote books and songs. I did magic. I told jokes. But no one wanted to listen. No one wanted to come to my performance. No one ever laughed. No one was even slightly amused. I tried. God knows I tried. Look how far I've fallen. I'm a bum.
I'm homeless. I'm hopeless.
Well, maybe what you needed was some sort of sidekick.
No one wanted to work with me. They didn't even want to be seen with me. I was that bad.
Well, then you should have made someone up. Did you ever think of becoming a ventriloquist?
A what?
Ventriloquist! You make a doll talk!
Interesting. I never thought of that. I always thought I could do it on my own.
Well, you were wrong. You're a failure. You're a miserable lowlife. You're the dregs of society. And it's all because you didn't create an alter ego. You needed a puppet, a doll, a dummy. You poor, pitiful thing. Here's a dime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The man should have become a ventriloquist. Then he would have been funny.
Wow, Harry. I had no idea.
See that, Steve? Remember that next time you're thinking of going out on your own. I'm your meal ticket.
Yikes. Scared to even think about it.
Now I'll ask the what-if machine a question.
Okay.
Hand me the mic there. What if I was working for a really good, successful ventriloquist instead of a no-good bum like Steve?
Hey!
Let's face it, Steve. Your career is at a standstill. You're not going anywhere. You're getting stale. I just want to see what would have happened if I was with someone who had, you know, some ambition.
All right. It's your machine. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the what-if machine is processing the question. And here we go, Steve. Here we go. Peel me another grape, won't you, Nastasia? Now this is the life, a big television star, millions in the bank, servants to do my bidding, my own private musicians from India, and oh, here's my ventriloquist. Ah, Boris! How are things?
Harry, we got a show coming up tonight. This time I want you to stay on my knee and stop gallivanting all around the stage.
Well, of course, Boris. You're the boss. Have my limo driver bring the car around and make sure that it's well stocked with food and drink. My public awaits. And to think that I was going to stick with that Schlemiel Chardy. What a loser he was.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well, maybe now you'll treat me better, Steve. I could always go with Morris.
I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well, why don't we take a break? I think you need to recuperate after that last what if.
I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
We don't need the men. We don't need the men. We don't need to have them round, except for now. See us when we have to move the piano. Otherwise, they can stay at home and read about the Red Sox. We don't care about them. We can do without them. They look cute in a bathing suit on a billboard in Northampton. We don't need the men. We don't need the men. We don't need to have them round. Except for now and then. They can come to see us when they have tickets to symphony. Otherwise, they can stay at home and play a game of pinochle. We don't care about them. We can do without them. They look cute in a bathing suit on a billboard in Madagascar. We don't need the men. We don't need the men. We don't need to have them round, except for now and then. They can come to see us when they're all dressed up with a suit on. Otherwise, they can stay at home
and drop towels all over their own bathroom.
We don't care about them. We can do without them. They look cute in a bathing suit on a billboard in Tierra del Fuego.
Time for another commercial.
Let's make it short and sweet, shall we? Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go if you want to support this program for $1 a month. I'll take more, I'll take less. See? Wasn't that short?
Harry has this what-if machine. You ask your question, then using a complicated system of virtual reality and a computer database, it created the environment to show you what life would be like if your question became true. Fascinating machine.
Yeah. You want to ask it another question?
No, you go ahead. You ask it a question.
Okay, let's see. All right, I got one. What if I was a vampire dummy? Okay, now... the machine is processing the question, Steve. And let's find out the truth.
All right. Let's find out the truth, shall we?
Yes.
Harry, what are you doing with that cape on? I've told you 1,000 times you don't wear a cape to the show.
But I feel cold. Here, let me get up on your lap where you could warm me up.
Well, that's where you're supposed to be anyway. Hop up here.
Wow. Very comfy. What a nice neck you have.
Neck? What does that have to do with anything? Come on, we have to perform our comedy routine. Here's the script.
But of course. What a lovely neck.
Hey, stop caressing my neck. What are you doing, Harry? Cut that out!
So soft, yet so supple. Let me kiss it.
What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Ouch! Hey, stop that! You bit me!
Do you have a straw?
Harry, I'm starting to feel sleepy. What are you doing to my neck? Get off my neck. I'm feeling so sleepy. So very sleepy.
Strawberry. My favorite flavor.
Wow! That was scary, huh?
Gee, thank goodness I'm not a vampire dummy.
Really? Okay, it's my turn to ask it a question.
Okay, go ahead, shoot. The microphone is ready for you.
Okay, what if there was no what-if machine?
Oh, tricky one, Steve. All right. The machine is starting to process the information. Here we go, Steve. Into virtual reality.
So we're waiting for Harry here. I'm not sure where he is. And oh, here he is. Hey, Harry, what's up for today?
I don't have anything for today, Steve. I hoped you would have a script or something.
Nope, not a thing.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Wait, I got a good idea. How about if I bring in a what-if machine?
Sounds like a good idea, but it's not possible.
Why not?
Because this fantasy is about what would happen if there was no what-if machine, so how could you bring one in?
But if there's no what-if machine... how could we be in a virtual reality where there's no what-if machine? There'd be no what-if machine to ask the question, what if there was no what-if machine?
Look, there is a what-if machine. It's just not in this virtual reality.
We're in a virtual reality?
That's right.
Created by...
a what-if machine.
Aha! So there is a what-if machine. It's a contradiction, a conundrum. Gotcha!
Yeah. I'll have to think about that.
So you see, Steve, it's lucky we have this machine. Otherwise, we'd be resorting to lame routines like that last one.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Well, I have one more question to ask it.
Go ahead, Steve.
What if this show was over now?
Okay. It's processing the question. And... we're going to find out, Steve. Hey! There's your answer!
I get it. You hear the theme song for Conversations with My Dummy.
Precisely.
And you also hear me saying, well, pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah, No. You do a little more, right?
Oh, right. Of course, you can find this on iTunes. I assume you already found it since you're listening to it. Also, Podomatic.com and, TuneIn. Pretty much everywhere. Google Play. You can visit my website, SteveCharney.com, Facebook, Twitter, and I would be happy to hear from you. If you have something to say to me, you can email me, steve@stevecharney.com, visit my website, and you can find the email at the bottom of every page, or through Facebook, too. Okay, I think we're about it, right?
Yeah, that's about it, Steve.
Now, what if we never existed?
Ah, well, then it would sound like this.